Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Saturday, August 8th in the year of our Lord 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. It's another Holy Spirit Saturday, and it truly is a privilege. It's a joy for me to join with you each Saturday this summer in our meetings with Jesus. We've just had a fantastic week with Lou Ann Riley sharing her heart with us, and she's such an important voice, I believe, in our wider Sower Nation community and our Seedbed community. She's going to be sharing at New Room this year in Montgomery, Alabama. That's coming up. And many of us are going to be there. It's a big family reunion. So come on, Sower Nation. Come on, everyone here who loves the wake-up call. We all, in our unique spaces, are meeting with Jesus daily. And New Room is just a big meeting with Jesus. It's pretty profound. If you've been there, you know. And if you haven't, come on, we'd love to see you there. I'd love to meet you there. It's going to be a special time. So Lou Ann will be sharing there, and her book, Growing Up, is a powerful study. And we, of course, you're hearing about this. We want to encourage, if you're in a women's Bible study, or you're in a women's band, or you are part of or leading a women's ministry in your local church, we would love to see all of those all of those kinds of groups, and you connect with Lou Ann and the books that she's writing, the material that she's coming up with. The Lord is really using her, I think, in some powerful ways to speak into the lives of women especially, but also to all of us. And so I would encourage you, if you're in a women's Bible study, a women's group, a women's ministry, we would love for you to connect with the book Growing Up and that study. And we'd ask you to consider doing that study. We're giving a code for that, for those that are in groups doing this together. And we'd love your reviews. We'd love your feedback, because we're really beginning an emphasis in this area. And this is a delightful kickoff to it. So as you're looking for a fall Bible study or something to do in your women's ministry coming up, I'd really love to encourage you to connect with Lou Ann and Growing Up. What a great series with her. So we have a special Holy Spirit story today. It so depicts how the Spirit orchestrates moments where God moving through us, the Spirit moving through us, touches someone with his love in a very unique way that only the Holy Spirit, the great orchestrator, could do. So wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry in Holy Spirit's story is titled, Called In to Pray at the Hospital. And our passage for today is from 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Hear the word of the Lord. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, consider this. It's another Holy Spirit story Saturday, and each one of these stories this summer on Saturdays is meant to encourage you and also to help you fan into flame the gift of God that's in you, to hold that kingdom question in your heart. May I pray for you now, along with our kingdom traveling prayer, your kingdom come. Lord, your will be done. With our sails up, moving into our normal everyday lives, we're perceiving what the Spirit is doing. We're seeing what the Father is doing. As Jesus said, he only did what he saw the Father doing, and we're partnering with him in what he's already doing in someone's life. Well, today's story comes to us from Janet Worley. She's a wake-up call listener. She's a follower of Jesus, and she's a speech pathologist, and there's this beautiful story she's about to share on how the Spirit orchestrates these moments that we couldn't orchestrate ourselves. So let's take a few minutes together and let's hear Janet's story. Well, welcome, Janet. So glad to have you here on the Wake Up Call. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Dan. It's nice to see your face.
Yeah, likewise. Well, so grateful you can join. And why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself as we begin?
Yeah, my name's Janet. I'm a big fan of The Wake Up Call, A New Room. Been there many times, read The Wake Up Call for many years. Yeah. Currently, I live in Fort Myers, Florida, where we moved just about 6 or 7 months ago.
Okay.
And I work as a speech language pathologist at a hospital.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, I love your story on so many levels. Why don't you go ahead and share it with us, and then I'll talk to you about it afterward.
Sounds good. Okay.
Go for it.
Well, since the first day of the All the Things series, I've been asking the Holy Spirit to lead me to people whom I can ask the kingdom question, may I pray for you? The other day, I had an experience that seemed a bit strange, at least at first, until I thought about it later. I realized God was inviting me to participate in something he was doing in someone's life. So as I said, I work as a speech language pathologist at a hospital. And one day, I was standing at the nurse's station when a doctor who I don't really know began to talk to me suddenly. He's actually an infectious disease doctor, so it would be unusual for him to really have any interest in the routine activities of a speech therapist. We don't tend to collaborate with that particular type of doctor. But out of the blue, he asked me if I was going to see a particular patient. I said no, but that I had seen the patient the day before. I couldn't tell if the doctor was joking or being serious, but he said that I must have cured the patient because he said the patient yesterday wanted antibiotics and today he only wanted prayer. I don't even recall how I answered the doctor. maybe I said something like, oh, that's interesting. And then the doctor said, well, if you don't believe me, come with me and let's go to his room right now. That was strange. I had never said that I didn't believe him, but also, let me repeat again, this doctor's request had nothing to do with my job or speech therapy.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the doctor was insistent that I come to this patient's room and practically dragged me there. And when we got there, he said to the patient, what do you want me to do for you? How can I help you? And the man said, keep me in your prayers, doctor. So this patient has a little dementia, but he just kept saying that he wanted the doctor to keep him in his prayers. And so the doctor said to me, see, I told you. And then the doctor left. So I asked the man if I could pray for him. And he said, yes, please, but keep it short. So actually, I told him, I said, that's okay. Jesus does not need lots of words.
That's good.
So I prayed for the man. I prayed that his pain would be relieved because he was in a lot of pain. And the man was very thankful. It must have been a Holy Spirit moment because I have no idea why the doctor would randomly talk to me as a speech therapist and insist that I go to a room where a patient wanted prayer. So I feel like God sent a doctor to escort me right to the person I was to pray for that day. And I'm grateful for how the Father moves through each one of us to minister to people right in our places of work.
Yeah. Janet, I love that story. And you're actually there in the hospital now on your break doing this. And I'm so grateful.
I'm in the hospital.
That's great. There are two things that stood out to me. And I'd love for all of us in Sower Nation to kind of sit with these two things for a moment. The first one is that the Holy Spirit is an orchestrator.
Yeah.
And it seems like from what you're saying, this interaction wouldn't normally happen. Why you? Why then? Why this?
Right.
And why an invitation for you to go do this? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It was definitely the Holy Spirit orchestrated it, because it was, like I said, it was kind of an unusual interaction between me and a physician.
Yeah. Well, and then the other one is that, you know, we talk about the royal priesthood and what it means to be people of heaven and earth and what that even means in God's heart. And one of the themes there is that we're people who bridge, you know, people to God. We help, we work with the Holy Spirit. We partner with the Father and we build that bridge. And sometimes I've had this experience, and I noticed it in your story. People see that in us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they invite us.
Yeah.
Is that,
I definitely feel that. And I've had, you know, I wrote about this particular story, but I've had in this All the Things series, I had a couple of other experiences that I could have chosen instead to write about, where I feel like definitely the Holy Spirit orchestrated it. So,
That's so good. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that story. I know it's a great encouragement to everyone. I'd love to just invite Sower Nation, if you would all, we could all join together to pray for Janet. And let's just bless her today. Father, we are so thankful for the ways you move through us. We're just seeking to live this out in our everyday, ordinary walking around life, as Eugene Peterson said. And Father, we thank you for Janet. We thank you for her place in her workplace, in her family, in her church community, in all the places that you're sending her. We pray a blessing on her for more of these opportunities to emerge, because you delight in doing these things with your daughter. So we bless her, and we pray that you would teach us some of these lessons we've learned from her story today. Mm-hmm. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Amen. Dan, for letting
me share. Yeah, thank you, Janet. I'm very grateful, and I know this is going to be a great encouragement to everyone.
All right. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. What a beautiful Holy Spirit story. I pray you found it as encouraging as I did. I love so many things about moments like this, where we're just living our lives as we know it. And we're seeking to learn to be loved by Jesus and then to welcome him to love others through us, which is a big leap for many. Hearing his voice, learning to see what he's doing, getting outside of our own noisy thoughts and the things that concern us only, to say, Father, is there some way you want to display your goodness to someone? These things will touch their lives, they touch our lives, and then they go on for years and decades and generations to come, and we don't know the part that we played. I love those moments. And I especially love them when it's clear that someone perceives that in us, that they see us maybe shining like stars in a shadowy, dark world. And they invite us to pray for someone. They invite us to pray for them or for someone else. And that's another way God moves. Again, it's not a try harder, do better faith. That's not what Jesus was beginning. He was beginning a beloved person overflowing in belovedness to others' faith. I love JD's definition of awakening. Let's just keep getting it in our hearts. Awakening is the transformational journey of love from Jesus to a person, through a person, to a person, through a person, and so on. That's the way this works. So as we move into our prayer and our journal prompts and our song, let me just remind you, please feel free to send in your stories to seedbed.com/Holy Spirit Stories. We'd love to hear from you. All right. So our prayer for today is this. Let's join our hearts together. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have other people invite us into situations where prayer is needed. I thank you that I get to participate with you, sometimes unexpectedly, in seeing you move in others' lives. Keep me aware of what you are doing today. And like Isaiah, I say to you, here I am. Send me to whoever you want to send me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And here's our journal prompt for today. Have you ever experienced a moment where someone else saw you as having a relationship with God and invited you to pray for them or for someone else? And if so, how did you see the Father at work in the situation? So take some time with that. Maybe you could even begin to journal about, have there been moments where people in your community, in your family, it might be in your church, but it might be at work, where it seems like they saw something in you and they simply opened up to you. They simply invited you in. I just have so many stories of those moments where I didn't ask for it, just someone opened the door. And it's because the Spirit's already at work, isn't it? We can lean into that and we can learn to just delight in those moments that the Father creates. And then ours is just to step into it with Him, to yield to His love and to perceive what He wants to express through us, and just to do our best and be there. And I'm just convinced the Lord uses it all. And then we learn, we get better and better at it as time goes on. Okay, enough on that. Let's sing our song together, and then I'll go into the fields, send us into the fields, celebrate that we're going into the fields together. Let's sing our song, Sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. What is the Lord inviting you to do with Him today? How is He inviting you to partner with Him? Let's have our sails up. Kingdom question in our hearts. May I pray for you now? Kingdom traveling prayer moving through us. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. What are you doing, Father? And then let's expect that He's going to move through us today and this week. Well, I look forward to seeing you next Saturday. What a great series we've had with Lou Ann Riley. Again, please get a hold of Growing Up. If you have a women's group, women's Bible study, women's band, I'd encourage you, get a hold of it with the code that we're providing. We'd love to get us all moving together in these in this women's Bible study that Lou Ann is providing, and we're able to provide a seedbed. It's such a joy to see it released. So there is that. Let's get our seeds together. I'll see you on the field. I hope to see you at New Room, our family reunion, and I'll definitely see you next Saturday. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Will. Have a great day.